And you found a fun new dating website for everybody.
Yeah.
This is kind of a specialty thing because did you ever hear about that one that was for, like, the guys had to be millionaires or something?
Uh-uh.
Oh, it was basically millionaire dudes looking for trophy wives.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, they had to submit some kind of financial details and things like that to be able to get on the site.
Jeez. It's ridiculous.
This one, I think, is probably worse, though.
Yeah.
Hotenough.org?
Yeah.
Okay.
What it is you can join for free, but you have to submit 3 pictures, and one has to be full body shot. And then the members, they vote on you, and if you, on a scale of 1 to 10 for the hotness,
yeah,
if you get lower than an 8, you can't join.
Can't be on the site.
Nope. And then it's like $9.95 a month.
That's so unnecessary.
Yeah.
Because you could have a dating website, obviously, where you're like, you need to submit this kind of photo, and that kind of photo.
Uh-huh.
And then let the guys judge based on, or the girls judge based on looks combined with, you know, whatever else is going on in their lives, I guess.
Uh-huh.
Hotenough.org. That's great. When you first said hotenough.org, I thought it was more of a desperation type website. Ah, she's hot enough. Screw it.
Well, no.
Hot enough for me.
Nope.
I still say that's not as evil as hotornot.com.
Oh, yeah, that site's
highly questionable.
Yeah.
Have you ever submitted?
No, I haven't.
Oh. You ever considered it? You ever thought about it briefly?
Yeah, because when I was on the school newspaper at Cloud, some of the people in there were doing it. And I was like, no, because that would hurt my feelings, probably.
Yeah, suck to be brought down a peg.
Yeah.
Whatever happens is going to be terrible, because they're not going to rate you what you would rate yourself as.
Mm-hmm.
So it's either going to crush your spirits, or it's going to make you way too full of yourself.
Yeah. Like, this one girl, in this article that I read about it, she said that she was just going to join this site for a joke, and she thought she considers herself an 8 or a 9. Well, when she got rated, she was a 5.7.
Ouch.
Yeah, she said even though she was doing it as a joke, it still hurt a bit.
Well, at least it wasn't a 3 or something, right?
Yeah.
Doing it as a joke.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't get it.
I don't know.
Hotenough.org. Interesting concept. Do you have it up there on your screen right there?
Not the site. I have the article up, but
Not
the site.
This is the article endorsing use of this website?
It's just kind of saying it's kind of messed up. That's basically what it's saying.
Let's see. Hotenough.org. It takes 5 hours to load. That's a good sign.
Yeah.
Why hot enough? Attractive, fit singles like you deserve an above-average dating pool, and the leading online dating sites just don't meet that standard. Online dating sites are a great way to meet that future soulmate, much better than trying to make a connection at a bar or club. Yet on most leading dating sites, it simply takes too long to sit through the swarm of photos, emails, and teases to find a compatible match. Full of yourself much? Find your match at hotenough.org.